Hello, Perspectives listeners. What kind of impact do the voices you hear on this show have on your life? Listening to personal stories like these is a free service, but you can help us keep it free for everyone by texting KQED to 90999 now on your mobile phone to donate $5. Message and data rates may apply. Terms at mgive.org/t.
2 years ago, U.S. officials proposed trimming the federal deficit by selling assets like roads and airports, then leasing them back. Now California's leaders have hit upon the same bad idea. Governor Schwarzenegger and the legislature want to pare the state's $25 billion deficit by selling 11 office buildings for $1.2 billion and then leasing them back. This fiscal sleight of hand is a bad idea and will saddle our next generation with untold future costs. According to the Legislative Analyst's Office, the state would receive money up front from the sale of the buildings, then lease them back for 35 years. The net cost to the state would be $1.4 billion. This is like taking out a mortgage on your home, paying 10.25% interest. And at the end of 35 years, the loan is paid off, but you still don't own your home. And if you want to stay, you'll have to pay rent for the privilege of leasing back your own house. But there's still hope that sanity will prevail. The property sale could be blocked. According to Joe Cachette, an attorney representing two former state employees in a lawsuit to stop the sale, this represents an unprecedented transfer of taxpayer-owned property to private investors. The complaint also questions the secrecy surrounding the state's choice of buyers. This raises serious concerns about the identity of the new owners of these critical facilities. The two plaintiffs are former Los Angeles State Building Authority employees who were fired after opposing the sale leaseback proposal. The court must act soon. Escrow on the sale closes December 15th. What's more, nobody's told us how much of the sale price will be paid out to brokers as fees and commissions. Just a few days ago, it was reported that the part-time mayor of Santa Ana, Miguel Pulido, admitted that he would receive $500,000 for what he called a success fee to help arrange for the sale of the buildings. Pulido said he was acting as a private citizen in this matter. I fear the governor will leave California in much worse shape than when he took office, with 11 of its irreplaceable properties in private hands, and future generations saddled with a huge cost burden from this real estate blunder. With a perspective, I'm Joe Epstein.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.